Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. There is one woman out there that is a real leader, that is changing minds, making people feel like there is hope and that the America will return to its greatness. Thank you for joining me, Carrie Lake.
Oh, it's great to be back on, Mel. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I have to tell you, there is something I used to love Hemingway would say about grace under pressure. And I'll tell you, your ability to fight these people and get the truth out and stand up and be brave is so inspiring to me and millions of Americans. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. Everything's come at you and somehow you just maintain your cool. You never lose it. You're always very, very together and focused. How are you doing that?
I never thought of that. That's a good question. I guess it's just my nature to try to be, cool on the outside. Sometimes you got a little bit of nervousness on the inside, but never let them see you sweat, right? Never let them see you panic. But I also, I've been around for a while. I'm a middle-aged lady and I've seen a lot in my lifetime. I think covering news, I've seen a lot. And so I don't see every little issue that some other people might stress out as the biggest issue in the world.
Right.
And so I don't get worked up over everything. When you cover news for 30 years, you see a lot and you realize there's a lot bigger issues that than maybe me being nervous about something or somebody attacking me or running a nasty ad on me. Those are minor things. In the grand scheme of things, we're losing our country.
Right.
That's what's really important. So I guess I keep my cool when I'm being attacked because I have my eye on the prize, which is saving America.
Yeah, and we need more of that. It's called leadership. And there's not a lot out there, especially like you, that is really going for the real issues, really like putting it out there. These are our problems with our country. I wanted to ask also, I haven't talked to you since the primary, and congratulations. I know the whole country was cheering you on.
Thank you.
How have things changed since the primary?
It took us a while to get the final, thumbs up, you won, even though we knew it on election night. We knew what was happening. The early votes that came in were cast very early. They went to my opponent. And then we knew that we had a huge showing. We were winning 70% of the day of voting. And so we knew it was just going to keep building. Our votes would keep building. And pretty soon she would fall into second place and continue to go down. So it took a few days for Maricopa County to finally announce the official on that and for the state to announce it. But once it was official, it was unbelievable. My phone blew up and people who weren't with me before are now with us. People who were supporting my opponent are now supporting us. And it's great. We need to bring this party together. We can't have a divided Republican Party. And of course, there's going to be people who never want to come around.
Right.
And, I'm sorry that they feel that way, but we are growing this party. It is truly a party of we the people. The number of independents we've brought in, the number of Democrats we're bringing in who are disillusioned with Joe Biden and the dead end policies of the left are coming over. And we're a big tent party. So I'm really pleased that we're bringing all kinds of Republicans over and independents. And I've got an opponent who has terrible ideas and won't debate me. So, that's just like a win handed right over to me.
Yes, I was shocked, not only with Katie Hobbs the entire time in the last couple of years, but she's out there saying that there's no reason to debate. And I'm thinking it's not about Carrie. It's about the people of Arizona. And it's so disrespectful. And you're out there saying, let's do it. And you're very classy and cool. You're not going to attack her. You just want to have a conversation. She's unwilling to. And to me, all that says is that she has no plans to fix anything. In fact, she actually said that the border crisis wasn't the main issue the other day. I'm thinking she doesn't want to win, I guess. But at the same time, it's very disrespectful to the people of Arizona.
Absolutely. I'm happy. As I told her, I gave her a debate challenge. You name the time, you name the place, you name the moderator. You can even write the questions and take a look at them in advance.
Right.
Just let's show up and put our policies out there. Talk about what we want for Arizona and let the voters and see us side by side and see who they want to lead this state. And I think she's afraid of that. Her plan on the border, as you said, is to let Joe Biden handle it. He's the reason we're in the mess we're in right now,
because
he pulled back a good border policy and exposed us to what we're dealing with. She's against education freedom. We're now funding our students and not the systems. She doesn't want that because she's beholden to the teachers union.
Right.
She doesn't care about the families. She criticized my plan for tackling chronic street homelessness when she doesn't even have a plan.
You're the only one I've heard that has a plan. It's the craziest part. And it's amazing. So, and every governor should be jumping on that. I
believe we have to, because we're seeing in all of our big cities what's happening when we allow the chronic street homelessness to keep growing. Pretty soon we lose all quality of life. It's impossible to have a business operating. It's impossible to live in those neighborhoods. And the people want a plan that will work, because the people are tired of it. They're tired of losing their quality of life. So I have a new opponent now. I was kind of going after my Republican opponent, and now I'm switching gears and going directly for Katie Hobbs. Good. I think we're going to beat her. I believe we'll beat her easily, because the people are waking up to the fact. I mean, she's a convicted racist. You know, the Democrats have spent years calling us those names. We have a candidate in Hobbs who was twice convicted unanimously by two separate juries of being a racist and a sexist. And the people of Arizona are paying nearly $3 million in that settlement because she refused to pay a Black woman the same amount that she was paying men and other people in her that she was in charge of. And when this courageous woman spoke out and said, hey, wait a minute, why won't you pay me what you're paying the guys over here? I'm doing the same job. What was Hobbs' answer? Not to say, oh my goodness, how did this happen? Let's fix it. Let's remedy it. Her response was, you're fired.
Right.
And now the people of Arizona are paying for that terrible response and that terrible act of bigotry and racism.
Yeah. The other thing about the homeless situation where you are, and it's everywhere. I'm in New York City and it's out of control, and the violence and the no law and order, but there's a major drug problem going on. And Arizona is front and center in that too. And it doesn't seem, they're not putting together the drugs and then the children disappearing into the interior and all of this. It's not just about the border and the wall. It's about people are dying. And it's, there are no solutions. And that's why it's so great that you're doing that. Another thing that I see you doing too, is you're really pushing back against the entire woke policy agenda, this progressive agenda. And I think you're right. I think there's a lot of Democrats that feel like orphans on their side that we really are getting to with your message and independence, because all of that woke stuff is all part of it. It's like a cancer in our country right now, and we really have to fight it. But now I am very concerned about the drug issue in our country, and I don't see anyone doing enough, and that has to do with law and order.
Yeah, I mean, it's all woven together when you think about it. If you take the border, the fentanyl that they're pushing in, I mean, we're seizing record amounts, but you know as well as I do that the cartels won't let you get all of it. They only let you catch a little bit. Right. And that means a ton of it's making its way across this country. And Arizona is the pipeline for the fentanyl crisis, for the fentanyl pouring in. I'm not okay with that. And we're not going to be okay with that starting in January of 23.
Yeah.
We're going to stop what's happening at the border. How can we take on our homeless crisis, where we're trying to get people off the streets, remove the needles from their arms, get them drug rehabilitation, when we have a constant flow of drugs pouring in? It would be a waste of time. So we have to tackle both of those. We've got to stop the drugs from getting into our children's hands. You know, it used to be years ago, kids would, you know, sneak a beer every now and again, and we've made that impossible. We stopped our kids from drinking, which is a good thing. For the most part, we've stopped them, but now we're pushing them into harder stuff.
Yeah.
They're getting their hands on this really hyper-powerful THC from a young age.
Right.
They're getting their hands on pills that they think are legit, but they're ended up being laced with fentanyl, and it's killing our children.
Yeah, and I think it's on purpose. I think it's on purpose. Like you brought up the cartels. When you're looking at how much money these people are making, I keep having to tell people cartels are not what you saw in a movie from Hollywood. These are big multinational billion-dollar corporations that are running. One of the big ones are coming through Arizona, obviously. But we have the border crisis and all of that. But now we have also a serious issue with law and order, prosecutors. If there are no laws, there's no society. What is your plan to reinstill law and order and proper prosecution of criminals?
Oh, well, we have plenty of laws on the books. The problem is they're And the police, that you know, we're short-staffed when it comes to police, because who can blame them? The way they're attacked in the media, the way they're attacked in public, the way they're shot at and attacked and killed, who can blame somebody for not wanting to sign up? So, but the police who are working hard. They're gathering evidence, enough evidence to get a guilty verdict on some of these criminals. And what happens? The prosecutors drop the charges.
Right. It's unacceptable. I can't even understand.
We can't just have law and order. We have to have the punishment that goes along with it. Until we start punishing people for the crimes they're committing, we're going to live in a lawless society. And we're just tearing apart the fabric of our society by not making sure we have law and order. And I'm going to be a law and order governor. Yeah. You might remember, I know you're probably too young to remember this, Mel, but when Rudy Giuliani took on New York City, it was much like it is today. Crime infested. You couldn't walk down the streets. It was filthy, dirty. You would be afraid of being, you know, stabbed or shot or mugged or anything. And he came in and said, we're going to go after everything. No crime is too small. And we have to get back to that. It's called broken windows policing. And we need to get back to that and encourage our municipalities to do that. And if they refuse to bring law and order, then we should start pulling some of our funding that we send to them, because we're not going to support these mayors and these prosecutors who just think it's okay to look the other way when people are mugging and attacking and assaulting people on our streets. It's not acceptable. We can't have a great state unless it's a safe state.
I agree.
And we want this to be a great place for children to grow up. And you can't have your children playing in the front yard. You can't have your children, you know, walking up to the corner store if it's an unsafe place.
Yeah, it actually was my first year at NYU when Rudy Giuliani came in and cleaned up the city. And you saw it within months, this city was turned around and then began to thrive. And it was key. All of the things he put in are key and key right now. But speaking of law and order, you have done a lot about the election. Every time that somebody calls it the big lie, I just feel like we're in Nazi Germany. There's been so much evidence between everything that you've exposed. Mark Fitchum has exposed. Arizona has been on the front lines. But then there's also 2000 mules, selection code, the plot against the president. Now we see Mark Zuckerberg admitting that the FBI came and told him to bury the laptop. We knew that all along. We're seeing it, the FBI fall apart. There is some legislation being pushed in Arizona about the rogue FBI. Do you know anything about that?
You just caught me. No. Give me a little more.
No, so I saw that some people in Arizona are saying that if the FBI isn't going to be doing their job, that, you know, some of our states need to say, well, I know DeSantis is doing it. And I saw just about some people in Arizona talking about, well, if the FBI isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing in our jurisdiction, then why are they here? And I think a lot of people are feeling that way. Like the FBI has turned on we the people. And I don't know what the states can do about it. I just know that people are asking, you know, what are the states' rights when it comes to the FBI or the oversight of, you know, the election and all this stuff? I feel like the states have the power if they take it.
Yeah. And in other words, why are you, why is the shop open up here and why are you doing business here if you're not actually protecting us? If you're just becoming a political arm of the Democrat Party to punish people who ideologically disagree with you. I definitely have a problem with that. And I think that this Supreme Court ruling, I believe it was EPA versus West Virginia that happened last session. I believe that the Supreme Court, they cracked open the door to start addressing the abuses of these federal agencies, unelected bureaucrats who have more power over us in many cases than the people we elect to represent us. That's not how our country is set up, Mel. You know that. Your viewers
know that. Yeah,
that's the problem. So I think the door has been cracked open that we can now start to address and go after some of these agencies for their abuses. I'd like to kick that door open.
Great.
And really say, look, why are you here? If not to assist and be of help to the American people and do what you were set up to do, if you're just here to go after us for having political differences, then time to close up shop.
Yeah,
so we'll look at that.
Yeah, you should, because if these field offices aren't doing their jobs, then what are they doing? Then they're just enforcing rules from you know, whatever is going on in Washington, D.C. on the people of individual states. And the one last thing I wanted to also ask you is, so there's been a lot of pushback over the corporate overlords trying to push this ESG score, or this new banking thing, or the new IRS and all of that. I still think the states have power in this situation, that we have to figure out how the states can fight back, because that's another agency that is about to, I think, go in and overstep their bounds for the federal government into the states. And I see people like you putting up a stop sign to this overreach. So what are your thoughts about going forward in terms of the financial situation in Arizona, differentiating it from the rest of, you know, this big monolith?
I just, as a matter of fact, yesterday spoke with our state treasurer, Kimberly Yee. She's up for re-election, and I encourage all Arizonans to vote for Kimberly. She's running against a guy who would be a complete nightmare. We would have all that social, you know, woke stuff in our state treasurer's office, and it would be a complete nightmare. So we were talking about that. You know, we need to push back on these companies that are trying to, again, much like some of these federal agencies, go after us for our political beliefs.
Right.
They're making it impossible. You know, they're making it impossible for ammo shops and gun shops, but that doesn't stop there. When do they move at it and say, oh, wait, you supported Trump? Maybe you can't use our services, or you believe that our elections need reform. Maybe we'll pull back and you're not going to be able to operate now. So we've got to pull back. And I think all Arizonans and all Americans need to look at this. Today, it might be somebody who you don't like. Tomorrow, it may very well be you that they're coming after. And this is not how America is designed to operate. This is not how businesses are designed to operate. And if we don't pull back and start going after this now, it'll be too late.
Yeah, because that's what happens, especially with that ESG score, because it is coming from a mixture of the banks and the corporations on top of the federal government. It's not our government. They don't care. So what they're doing is they're stopping small business loans. They're stopping insurance. All the things you need to grow as an entrepreneur will be affected if they get this kind of power. And that can't happen.
And if you don't push this woke social stuff that they want, this, I don't know, they rename it the CRT, IED or what D, I don't know what it is now. They change it.
But it's happening with hiring too. We're watching these big companies, American Express is being sued, Google, Pfizer. They're doing these things where they're the 1964 civil rights law is thrown out the window and they're saying, you know what? White need not apply. Asian need not apply. You know, we're just doing it. We're just hiring these people regardless of merit or, you know, what their background is. It's the executive orders that he put in for hiring, like the federal government has a say. So we really need to do that.
But the thing is too, and I also yesterday spoke with a couple of really top business people, and they were concerned about that. They said, we don't have a huge capacity for hiring. We need to hire the person who understands our business the best to put on these board positions and in our company, not somebody that Joe Biden is telling us to hire based on skin color.
That's so bad.
That's racist. And it's, first of all, the government can't even run the government. Okay. And now they want to tell you how to run your business. This is nonsense. And this will be the death of American capitalism.
Yeah.
It'll be the death of American capitalism if we allow it to happen. It is pure fascism what's happening. It is the definition of fascism that's playing out right now.
Right. And last thing. So do you have any feeling that the 2020 election, all the stuff that we've seen, has there been progress in the voting situation? Because I watched everyone watched your race. And I thought in the beginning, they're pulling it again. But I think because of your personality, because of your perseverance, because you went and met with thousands and thousands and thousands of people in real life, people showed up on that day in person and they could not cheat. But I'm a little worried about 2022. What are your thoughts?
I think a few things have changed. They know people are watching and they know people are really keeping an eye. They don't have the cover of COVID. That has changed. And they knew we had a movement. And if they would have tried to have said, oh, wow, surprise. Oh, she didn't make it. There would have been some trouble. People would have said, wait, nobody would have believed it.
Yeah.
And Maricopa County would have looked pretty bad. Is it fixed? No. We have problems still. And all I want are honest elections for all people, Democrat, Independent, and Republican voters alike. And we will seek to reform our elections so that we have integrity. It's not fixed, but what we did is we voted in such huge numbers that it made it really hard to pull anything. But they did have problems. And you may have heard of this, Mel Kay. And this is my opponent, Hobbs, is the Secretary of State. she was the one who kind of gave these various counties an idea of how many ballots to have. And surprise, surprise, in Pinal County, one of our biggest counties, they ran out of Republican ballots 1 hour into voting. Only Republican ballots. And that was my opponent, who's running for governor now, telling them how many ballots they would need. And she miscalculated, obviously.
Right.
But we still won Pinal County, even though they ran out of ballots, and they ran out of ballots in a nearly more than a quarter of all of their polling places because of the ineptitude of the Secretary of State, who now wants to move into the governor's office.
Right.
People exactly. aren't going to have it. She won't even do a debate. She's hiding in her basement. She's hoping that all of her dirty money comes in to buy a bunch of attack ads. But I don't think the people of Arizona are going to pay attention to those attack ads.
Well, they're trying to make this. They proved it because your opponent in the primary tried to buy the election, went on all the mainstream media, did everything she could. And look at what happened. Nothing. Because the people of Arizona, I'm so proud of Arizona and the people of Arizona. Between you, Mark, Blake, all these people, this is it's a beacon of light for this country right now. And I think everyone watched that night, your election, everyone in the country was rooting for you, I feel like. And I'm watching it on social media and people are like, they're trying to cheat. And then you won. And it was like watching the presidency. That's how I really felt that way. And I think a lot of people did. And I really think you're the future of our country, not just our party.
My goodness.
No, because there's a uniparty. We know there is, left and right. It's all, they don't want to change the status quo because God forbid they lost their power and money and their gravy train. And you're going to make such a big difference. I'm so excited for you to become the governor. But honestly, a real leader in America, we don't have that many. And as far as, you know, our country and loving it, the compassion and empathy and truth in everything you do is really inspiring this country to wake up and get out and get involved. Any last words for the people? I really believe you're the future of this country and freedom and justice ahead.
Thank you, Mel. You said the status quo. They want the status quo. They don't want the change. And as I've been out working the last few weeks trying to bring this party together, and we are united. I don't want, the media wants it to look like we're just the wheels are falling off. No, we are uniting. People have come around and they're excited about our movement. Grassroots won this time around, and we're excited about that. But some of the people have said, there's just a fear of the change that you bring because you will be bringing new people in, and they, as messed up as the system is, they understand the status quo. They know how to operate in it. And they feel like it's safe. It's easier. It's scary, the change. Right. And my answer to that is, the status quo is what's scary, because we cannot keep going with the status quo as it is right now, or we won't have a country, or the cartels will continue to be in control, and we'll continue to pour in fentanyl. We'll continue to have elections that are not secure. We'll continue to have our kids being brainwashed. So the status quo is actually what's really scary. I'm not afraid at all of bringing about some positive change. And bringing we the people into the government. Yeah. I just ask everybody out there, if you know anybody in Arizona, and if they are buying some of the fake ads and they're believing it, encourage them to go to my website, carrielake.com. You can see where I stand on all the issues. I lay it out there. And I believe that anybody who goes to my website, sees what I want to do for this great state, will walk away and say, wow, those are great policies that will help me as well, whether you're a Republican or not.
Right.
I want to reach out to the Democrats and independents and let them know that we're going to do great things. This state will succeed. Our businesses will succeed. Our children will be living in a healthier environment and actually be better prepared for the future.
Yeah. And I like that you guys are already a team. I think Arizona's A team is already out there and ready to go day one. And that's the best part. You guys have all been working together, really focusing on what needs to be done. Like you said, there's a lot of problems, but there's a lot of solutions that make sense that can happen pretty quick. And I know that when you get in there, that's going to happen. I think it's going to set off all over the country for every state to actually start making changes that you're putting out there.
It's going to happen very quick. And you said it when Giuliani took over.
He did.
It didn't take long. Once they know, once the criminals and the people breaking the law know that you mean business and you're not screwing around.
Right.
Then things change.
Yeah.
Then things change.
Well, Carrie Lake, you are a beacon of light in America right now. People are tired They're exhausted. They want change. They want law and order back. And I think a lot of people are looking to you as the future. So thank you so much for all you're doing for Arizona and for America. Everyone go to Carrie's website. It is undeniable that if this woman takes office on that first day, this country is going to turn around, not just Arizona, the whole country. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is to me like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness, as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.